I don't care what it feels like. I don't care if the enemy tries to make you cry all night. I don't care what they told you. Just try to keep your composure. Never mind the size of a mountain standing right before you. But you're ready before I have you. You got your whole armor. Be sober and you never let your guard down. They never leave or forsake you. Just hold on to your faith. Trying to call to make an arrangement. Daycare got late fees, cause deadbeats made babies. Never mind the sign on the door that says eviction pending. But you read it before, haven't you? You got your whole armor. Be sober and you never let your guard down. But hold on to the master. In order to win, you have to
tell you how to
work yourself up into victory. Do you want to be in V-I-C-T-O-I-Y? Gotta put your game face on, don't be fake, don't go from low to high.
It's all of the name, just call it the name and you'll be fine.
Let me tell you how to get to victory.
Change that. You can win that.
Come on, y'all ain't clapping top of real loud. Y'all ain't clapping. Ooh. I'ma do this if I have to do it for myself tonight. There's a storm now.
Yeah. Pray For Me album. You heard me talk about the young man that left the choir. Oh, I need some Holy Ghost folk here now. I need somebody to talk to me tonight. Somebody say amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Oh! That young man went back to the club. Well, he was a rock and roll singer. The people got up and began to cheer for him. They said, would you sing us a song? Y'all know when the Pray For Me album, I told you. He told him he couldn't sing those other kind of songs. He couldn't sing no B.B. King songs no more. He couldn't sing Bobby Bland and Johnny Taylor's song. Lie to him. Stood in that little club that night and told him, pray for me. They were kind of wondering, why did he come in here and ask us to pray for him? Oh, Lord, let me explain myself. They got through singing, pray for me. You know, you can't please some folk. Somebody save me. Oh! Man wrote down a request and walked up to him and passed it to him. And said, sing this song for us. So you remember how well you used to sing it? He said, no, no. I can't sing that song. Young man looked at him and said, why, you can't sing it? You know what he told him? Since you saw me last, something happened to me. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. I don't want to take all night on this thing. But before he left that club that night, he told that young man, I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. He told him, I know I've been changed. Listen, said this. I went down in the water. He said the water was so chilly and cold. It chilled my natural body. But you know what he said? The water. Since the last time you saw me, I ain't nothing like I used to be. God has changed my life. Somebody keep asking me, what are you gonna do next? I tell them, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. But I'm glad I can say again tonight.
Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood. They're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP.
Grimble Park Senior Housing is an affordable senior housing community located at 4721 Lincoln Road in Alexandria. Grimble Park has 1 and 2 bedroom apartments for seniors 55 and older. All appliances are included, including washer and dryer. All utilities are included. Residents enjoy state-of-the-art fitness center, computer room, and community room. Grimble Park Senior Housing is centrally located, convenient to dining and shopping centers. Tours of this beautiful facility are available daily, and you can complete an application today. For more information, the phone number to speak with Manager Joyce Granger is 318-427-9206. 318-427-9206. Grimble Park Apartments is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT KQJOFM.
Don't start now.
Praising him.
I got love to love you, watch it out.
You know who it is.
Who is
it? It's
the station for every generation. KAYT KQJOFM. Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi.
Thank you.
soprano. This one called Name Dropping right here, baby. Now check it out. Y'all might hear one of your favorite Christian artists, or maybe one of them preachers y'all be seeing on TV on this one, y'all. But don't mind me, I'm just talking. That's what I call name dropping, y'all. Check me out.
I woke up in the morning, hungry, threw some grits on the skillet, ate John Reuben sandwich with rocks, parsley, and cream spinach. Got audio adrenaline up in my veins, eating Billy Graham crackers while Rebecca's reading St. James. I can only imagine his love and mercy on me when he died on the cross, rose and threw my sins in the sea. Opened my Bible, then turned to Genesis, started reading, told Yolanda how Adam sinned, got him kicked out of beat. And then I went to Jeremy's camp on the third day of the week and met the super chick that I had been dying to meet. She wore a white cross and spoke with a DC Talk accent. Lived in building 429 right next to Jackie Velasquez. She was from the old school with a super tone body and said she stayed in shape cause it was her temple and God's property. The phone rang and I had been waiting on Cademan's call. I told Hezekiah to walk her to the Hillsong Mall.
Whether you like hip hop, punk, rock, or classic,
we got what you like if you listen to it.
Turn this up in your car stereo and blast it.
It ain't nothing to do but just to do it.
We don't quit, we don't stop, can't stop singing till we reach the top. So throw your hands in the air, let your head stop bobbing. I'm about to do some name dropping.
I blew Kirk to Franklin for a big tent revival and gave Kreplo a dollar just to let me borrow his Bible. Greg Volk's taught on the second chapter of Acts. Then I looked up and I seen this kid, told me to Mac. He was a street kid with no code of ethics, so I took him to Fred's ham and egg spot for breakfast. He ordered T-bone and steak and yo, my stomach was growling. I was starving, but went ahead and got the Shirley Caesar salad. That's when Ray bolted straight through the door, trying to sell me some jars of clay he got from El Salvador. I couldn't afford it, if you know what I mean, so I picked up the phone and called the Reverend Al for some green. He gave me Amy's grant money she had from a home and told me pray for him, cause they owed some money to 12 stones. I called Stephen Curtis and I asked him to pray.